then?
Yes.
Okay. I have a friend who moved into a rent house and has found that it was haunted. And we did clearing on it according to your instructions several weeks ago. Unfortunately, that did not clear the energies that were in it, which possibly were demonic energies. Per your instructions, she did
Cleansing?
Well, no, she created a spiritual floating sanctuary.
Oh, the sanctuary, yeah.
Well, we found out that the energies were in the land.
Yeah.
Not
the house.
The house. Mm-hmm. And so she did the floating sanctuary, and that has resolved the issue. Mm-hmm. I left my big high-tech tape recorder for her to use this last week to record anything, and she hasn't picked anything up on it, nor is she hearing anything as she was before. What I would like to know is how does a floating sanctuary work, and why does a floating sanctuary work when you have energies that are in the land and not just in the house?
The beauty of the floating sanctuary is it's put into place by the Band of Mercy, and you ask that it be appropriately put into place, and whatever is needed be put into place. And what happens is, since it's the land, spirits that are on the land can move in and out of your property that you are renting. So let's say it's a battlefield, or where a massacre took place, or something like that. It didn't happen on your location, but maybe an acre away. They can float into your location, come in there. Well, if you put into place a floating sanctuary, when they come into your location, they go directly into that sanctuary. And in the sanctuary, they are then prepared, they're taught what has happened to them, and they are taught, if they wish, they can go into a protected sanctuary in the light or go directly into the light. And their loved ones can come into that floating sanctuary and assist them. So everything that they need is there in that floating sanctuary.
Can they leave that, though, other than to go into the light or the other sanctuary?
No, they're not allowed to leave that.
Okay.
They are given that choice. They can...
They can stay?
They do not stay in that sanctuary.
Okay.
Because you ask, when you put it into place, that it be perpetually cleansed.
Okay.
That's a part of putting into place the floating sanctuary. Mm-hmm. So, and you can't see it, and it moves throughout your entire property. Mm-hmm. I guess it probably incorporates your entire property.
Is it sort of like a spiritual... fly trap, or like mouse trap,
yeah,
like the sticky pads, and they get stuck. And
well, if they come onto your property,
they get stuck.
They're in there,
and they're in, and then you have the free will choice to choose between protected sanctuary or the light.
Yeah,
and you don't get to pick. There's not a third option.
No,
you get to pick one of those two.
Right, because they have to be spiritually allowed free will choice.
You can narrow down the options.
But you can narrow down the options.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a big question answered right there, because I've always wondered about that.
You can't make another human being's soul do what you want them to do. Okay. But by coming onto your property where you have authority, mm-hmm. you can ask that the spirit community give them options, which they then use their free will choice. But also within the sanctuary are spirit healers that take them out of pain, that can help teach them. Everything they need is there.
So it's kind of like a little redemption portal kind
it
of
is.
Thing.
It is. Yeah. It's a redemption portal. Mm-hmm. It's like a little redemption hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That they get what they need. So it's to their benefit as well as yours, and you are buffered and protected from that, whatever's going in and out of that sanctuary.
Okay, so that's for human spirits. How about demonic? How does it resolve
it
demonic?
It takes care of demonic as well.
Okay. It's a multi-purpose.
It's multi-purpose for whatever's needed.
Including negatives?
And yeah, absolutely.
And all of them?
All of them.
Entities?
Yeah.
Would you, elementals?
Whatever.
Would you have to ask that it be set up?
You can put a floating sanctuary around a person, house, property. If it's definitely Native American, if you don't want to take any risk, you can ask for the Council of Elders to put in a specific floating sanctuary. It's all done in the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay. So the Council of Elders, are they sort of like the Native American band?
They are specific to the American Indians. Native Indians. They are elders.
Now, if you can ask that the protected sanctuary be done, but if you have lessons to learn and if it is to your growth and to your greater benefit, things can still affect you as is appropriate for your learning and your growth.
Only if you set it up that way.
I didn't have a choice. I just kind of, that's what happened to me.
You're different. You're in the work. So yours is, we're talking for a person that wants to know what to do with their haunted house.
Gotcha. So like the Eureka Springs, the Crescent Hotel, excuse me.
Crescent Hotel. I put in a floating sanctuary there only for those that would be
harmful.
Actually harmful or risk. I did the same thing with MacArthur Park. But it takes care of all those that need to be taken care of. And then those that want to stay and teach, they can do that too.
And it's good for a year after you put it into place?
Mm-hmm. You can set it up perpetually for a year, but then you have to redo it. Mm-hmm. Personally, with the floating sanctuaries for a house and property, especially someone that's new at having that put into place, it would be wise to do it every 3 months. Mm-hmm.
So at MacArthur and the Crescent Hotel, you did only those that would cause harm, so the other ones can move around freely?
No, what I put into place, especially those that would cause harm, but I set into place that all came through, but if there were any that wished to stay and teach, that would be allowed. So that people wanted to witness whether there's life after death, haunting.
It's also a huge tourist attraction. You know,
sure.
Take it down.
As long as it's
good
not harmful
community.
And everybody gets taken care of, it's
but
fine.
You don't want the spirits to be sacrificed so that people can make money off of it.
It has to be their choice.
No. It have what I put into place there and is that it be a floating sanctuary, that it be perpetual, that all spirits that would do harm be immediately moved either into appropriate protected sanctuary or into the light of their choice. And any that wish to teach could remain for a short period of time to teach. And that it be specifically cleansed.
Did you have to do the building and the property separate?
No. Property
together.
And...
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
And so the floating sanctuary is the intervention, if you want to call it that you use when you have energies attached to the land.
The land.
And not
the
specific
And especially
house.
If you're a renter, mm-hmm. because you're not really the owner of that property. Mm-hmm. So you don't have absolute authority over that property. You can call into effect as renter, you have authority through that. And I would specifically say that. Be on the safe side.
Because that was one of the issues, was since she is renting, whether she can actually do that.
Tricky.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And there are also vortexes that you can be on the edge of or be close to that open and close And with them come everything you can possibly imagine.
Or explicitly negative vortexes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they move?
Vortexes?
Uh-huh.
No. But there can be people that are like, bring them with them.
Hmm. Okay.
Human spirit in physical in the body, uh-huh. Bringing them with them.
Really?
That can bring portals with them. They open portals.
Is that a gift?
Or is that a?
I think it's almost like a curse.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, but is it a God-given ability that either you're able to do that or not?
Well, yeah. I would suspect that it has been reversed, that you would have a natural ability or a gift to close portals that got reversed.
I see. A tainted gift.
Tainted gift, yeah.
I didn't realize that people could be a walking portal, I guess, if you will, or a vortex.
Does that...
They cause chaos.
Does that work to the negative,
really?
Usually?
Yeah. They carry chaos with them everywhere they go. We worked with one. Yeah, on a Monday night. He brought chaos with him everywhere he went, and he never understood why, and he opened portals everywhere he went.
Can you reverse that?
Did he know that?
Yeah, he didn't know what was going on, but he knew that chaos followed him everywhere, and he could never... He never fit in with anyone. Really nice guy, too.
And what was it about his energy?
Past life carryover. Yeah, it was kind of almost like a curse.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do about it?
We shut down, we removed all aspects of curses, damnations, that sort of thing. He's a natural medium, unfortunately. So it's a matter of he had to take authority to reverse the process. And I don't know that he really was able to succeed with that. When you're born like that and you've lived with that for like 30 some odd years, it's really hard to reverse your thinking and your script, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
Programs.
Yeah.
Yeah, programs. You're used to the chaos.
If you don't like it, but yeah. And you don't know how to take your authority, because you don't know what authority is.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, that's a hard thing to kind of learn.
Yes.
Authority. Because you look at yourself and you go, me? What do you mean authority? Mm-hmm. But that's the reason I'm trying to get the point across. It's not your authority. It's Christ's authority. You call it into effect. Because you have the right.
You've earned the right.
Right.
You're
born with that right, if you accept it. Everyone has that right.
But you can build it.
You can build the extent of the authority. The expansion of the authority. But everyone has that right. Every human being has that right. And I guarantee you, should you ever come across the demonic, you can use any name you choose. They will not budge.
And they will laugh.
And they will laugh. Yes, mm-hmm. They will. I had that happen. I gave it a shot. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you're going to deal with the demonic, you really want to see what they can or cannot do.
To an extent.
To an extent. So,
I'm
you know,
careful with that
one.
You're
good. You want to see what happens.
You want to test them?
I do.
First-hand experience.
Yes, that's me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. But I commanded them in various names. You know? Why not?
Try it.
They laughed at me. I went, okay.
Because you had no authority?
No, she didn't use Jesus Christ.
Oh.
There's no authority. There is no other.
There is no other. And so then my guides told me, use the name of Jesus Christ. I use the name of Jesus Christ. They didn't laugh at me. They were gone. So I went, ooh, that works. There's the truth there.
It's just like calling somebody's boss's name and saying their boss said that they need to get out. They're going to do that as opposed to Just a random person is your name. Mm-hmm.
But I had to see what would happen. Because I was dealing with the real deal. Mm-hmm. And I used it in different cultures. To see what would happen in different cultures. It worked. I used it in Japan against some ancient stuff there, and it worked. So I went, okay, truth is truth.
Across the board, no matter where you're at.
No matter where you're at, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. And even time wasn't an issue.
No. Mm-mm.
Time wasn't an issue, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ancient.
I see.
Yeah, dealing with ancient stuff.
Not just the modern stuff, but the ancient stuff.
Which came out of ancient belief systems.
Yeah.
That predated Christ.
Right, that predated Christ. Exactly. It still worked.
But you had also built up your authority with the spirit community.
All right. It was always there for me. I've always had my guides. I didn't know. They were just always there. I didn't really question who they were. You grow up with them, okay? They counseled me. They trained me and stuff. Again, I looked at it like this is a part of life. Every human being has their guides, and everyone's being guided by their guides. I didn't know that people weren't so much.
That people didn't see them.
Right. So I didn't really come into the stage of being trained. My guides were training me all the way through my life, but I came into a major age of being trained. And they said, okay, now it's time to get to work. It's time for you to teach. It's time for you to go to work. All of this. And I went into absolute training. And that's when I met with the demonic. That's when I met with the ghosts and how to deal with them, what you can do, what you can't do, spiritual laws. I got trained. And it felt like first grade. So that's how I learned. And that's why when I ran into the demonic and I dealt with them, I used everything that would be thrown at me in opposition. So I tried it out. The only one that worked was Jesus Christ. Now, did I always believe in Jesus? Yeah, that was never a problem. But I wanted to see the opposition.
Right. You wanted to see anything else? Just out of curiosity.
Absolutely. That way I could say, no, that doesn't work. You can try it, but it doesn't work.
It's kind of like when you tell your child, don't touch that, it's hot.
Yeah.
And they touch it.
Oh.
You don't know until you put your hand in the fire.
Right.
Yeah. Could you see these guys?
Yeah.
You can see your guides?
My guides, I have seen them.
I see.
But very rare occasion. Mm-hmm. Very rare. What I saw, what they showed me, was sparks of light. Okay? All around me, sparks of light. With the smell of incense. Sandalwood. And I found out that everybody has different scents. Mm-hmm. There can be different floral scents, different incense type scents. But they all see the white sparks of light. Mm-hmm. And so that was really kind of cool.
And babies like them.
Everybody likes them. They can also appear like a white mist. It's visual.
Tell me if I'm incorrect, but once you, it's kind of like building that familiar, to becoming familiar with them, once you start working with them and they start working with you, it's almost like they know what you're wanting and they're, and do you understand what I'm trying to say? Kind of like asking your guardian angel, you know, guardian angel, please help me find such and such that I've lost. And then you're directed right towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like I've used that quite a bit lately, and it seems like now all I have to think about, darn it, where is that? And immediately I'm taken to it. I'm not even really having to ask anymore. It's like
it can go like that. It can.
But you're just becoming more familiar with each other, knowing how each other works.
Yeah, but I always respectfully.
Thank.
And I always speak it aloud. I try to always speak it aloud. And I always thank them immediately. They taught me to always be respectful. Please and thank you.
So, is there, you know, Christ has worked for all this for you. And you mentioned, like earlier, Jehovah and different departments, you know, that are basically not really representations, but aspects. Do you think that because, as you mentioned, you kind of always have had this belief in Christ, that Christ works better for you because of that?
No, I've worked it with people that were all Muslim.
So
that switched over because they saw what it did. And when they switched over, it worked for them just as well.
But it worked for them before they switched.
Yeah. Well, it worked. They saw the results, which were huge. It was a demonic situation, and they saw the results because the demonic was, I mean, it was leaving burns on the windowsills and, I mean, just really bad stuff, physical stuff. Mm-hmm. And when they saw that, then they started commanding in the name of Jesus Christ, and they got results.
So at the end of the day, is there more than one path? I mean, or is this a path towards Jesus Christ for everybody? Because you may have heard there's a few people that don't really like this in this world right now. So, you know.
Well, all I can tell you is this. The only way you can deal with the demonic, the only way, is with the name of Jesus Christ and through the authority of Jesus Christ. You can try anything else you want. It will not work. Period. Is that the only path? Is it the only path to what?
Well, I think that's a good question, too. I mean, the way, you know, I guess to some extent what you're talking about, light and, you know, everything else. That is
the light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christ is the light. Christ created the light. So, yeah, I would say yes. But you want to take a different light, you can do that too. There are other lights out there.
So then from a Christ perspective, because I was in Searcy, Arkansas yesterday, sitting in a McDonald's, and there's a few people who believe in Christ and Searcy, but there's certainly a lot of different focus of individuals around their belief in Christ. For instance,
sure.
So I was telling them earlier on the way here, man, you know, there's something about all the Paris bombings on there, and a man literally sitting there with his
buddies.
Are
you speaking of religion versus Christ?
Yes.
Forget the religion part.
It's man-made.
It is man-created. It's man-made. Christ is spiritual. God is spiritual. Christ and God do not need religion. It's not needed any way, shape, or form.
But if there's God that predated
Christ. Yeah.
Then if someone were to focus on God versus on Christ.
It should always be on God. Christ is not God.
You don't worship Christ.
You don't worship Christ, ever. You stand in the authority of Christ because Christ used and developed authority here with the demonic, with healing.
She's saying the local authority is Christ.
So
the local authority is Christ.
Yeah.
So,
you can't go to another planet and use the name of Christ.
Makes,
it won't work.
Makes sense.
The local authority.
So where in this, because I'm, you know, being grown up Methodist, we had the Trinity, right? So we had the big, you know. So
there
is
a Trinity.
So where does the, what we call the Holy Spirit.
Your guides.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense than the way that it's normally explained.
Christ said that when he came back, he said, I leave with you the Holy Spirit to comfort you and to what was it, to guide you?
Guide you.
In my place. So they are our guides. These are the ones that speak to you. These are the ones that talk to you. They're not human, have never been human. So when you command with the demonic, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ, they have absolute fear. But you can also command in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they're going to be gone. Okay? They have authority. So, locally, it's Christ. Not universally. This planet, that's where the authority was established and was then passed down to us.
When Jesus died.
He passed it down to us.
And he descended into hell.
He descended into hell for 3 days and offered all souls that were bound into hell. He created the tunnel of light so all could be redeemed back to God.
Because prior to him going into hell, everybody went to hell.
In essence.
In essence, because there was no place else to go.
Correct.
Okay. So he made it.
That's also in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Which we finally found. My guides told me about it. But it's only in the Catholic part.
But because he did that, that gives him authority. Well, that's where it all started, right?
That's why. It's like when he commanded the demons out of the man into the swine and allowed them, rather than to be thrown into the pit of hell, which there is a pit apparently, to go ahead and drown themselves so they were released. He had authority. He had developed authority. And you can't do it any other way. And if you want to test it out, you're allowed to do that.
There's a verse, a passage that tests what, like, it's in 1 Corinthians 12, test what comes to you.
And the archangel, mm-hmm. Michael is that over
Michael,
the demonic.
Archangel Michael has authority over the demonic. You can call upon the archangel Michael in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Don't forget. In his legions. Archangel Michael.
Yeah, and his legions.
So who's the police, Michael or Gabriel?
Michael. So if you're knowledgeable of this, you're safe.
You can protect
against
yourself.
Against the demonic.
Mm-hmm. But now, human spirits are a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. You cannot command human spirits away in the name of Jesus Christ because there's no authority there.
They have free will.
So you have to.
That's when you can ask the Band of Mercy. You can incorporate the Band of Mercy, who are human, who have been bound and through prayer were released and have chosen to be in service to help those that are bound into the outer darkness, which is the fourth dimension.
Did he go into all dimensions of hell?
Who? What?
Jesus. Did Jesus go into all dimensions?
He went into the absolute hell of hell.
Pit.
Where Satan resides.
Okay.
Where Satan resides, which affected everything.
All the other levels.
Okay.
Just curious.
Okay. That verse, it's 1 John. I don't know where I came up with the question. It says, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. And every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus.
Well, I think that's important right there. There are many false prophets. And that's why you need to test.
Yeah, you do.
Interesting. That's one of the few passages I've ever heard in the Bible that even says to deal with spirits at all.
Well, Christ said, remember when Christ was walking on the water and Peter said, are you a spirit or are you our flesh and bone?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right.
That verse got brought up in I'm in a Christian graduate program, and that verse got brought up, and somebody was like, "Yeah, you gotta test the people that you're around because you don't know if they're gonna be like good for you, this or this, that, and the other." Like, had this really like wonky interpretation of that verse, and I just kind of sat there and I was like, "No, that's not. They're literally talking about testing spirits. That's not a metaphor.
Actually that deals with more of the demonic." Not so much the human spirit.
Not people in flesh.
No, not people in flesh.
By
they can
any
say
means.
Anything they want. And do.
Not to get off the topic, but I'm just going to ask another one of my
second
of my sixth question. As far as the, you know, when people will have their arm accidentally cut off or whatever, and they have what they call phantom limb syndrome,
where
they feel like their arm itches or whatever, could that actually be energy body?
Yes.
Their energy body that's still
there?
They're
still there.
Okay. Yeah, I know what... Just thinking about that, just logically, I thought, wow, that makes sense if that would be...
That is their spirit
because
body.
Because their energy arm would still be there, even physical
their,
arms.
Their spirit body is complete, cannot be locked
So their aura is still there for that limb?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is that what's causing the pain and or the phantom limb phenomena?
Yes.
Interesting.
And Rob, it's V.S. Ramachandran is the neurosurgeon and the neuroscientist who worked with that. I read this in high school, and I finally am, like, putting pieces together now. I'm like, oh, that's what they did. But, yeah, they put them in a box with a mirror. And when they when their brain gets the visual, when their brain can see their arm that's not there in the mirror that is reflecting their good arm, so it looks like they have two arms again, they can move and they can feel and they can do all sorts of fun things because you're not, because our brain's getting in the way. Your brain sees my hand's not there.
I
shouldn't be doing anything,
right.
But I can still feel it.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you can bypass that and kind of trick your brain into thinking that it's there, you've got to trick this into making this work with.
Yes.
Exactly.
That.
This.
That's pretty cool.
And this is actually an experiment he did?
V.S. Mm-hmm. Ramachandran wrote an entire book about
it. They put it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another experiment with the fake hand, and he's rubbing the guy's real hand, and then he's rubbing the fake hand at the same time, and the guy thinks,
he can feel both.
Yeah, he can feel that. He's rubbing his hands like, that's not your hand.
The mind's amazing.
Yeah.
What's the book?
I'm pulling it. I literally read it like 7 years ago.
What's your other questions?
What's deja vu?
It can be a pre...
past life?
Vision. It can be a vision.
Precognition?
Precognition. Or it can be past life. If it's precognition, the time frame is the same. If it's past life, the time frame is different. And it's actually of that time frame. So there will be things that can change, like clothing, that sort of thing.
So you say it's precognition
That gives you the...
Past life?
No, precognition is of your future.
The future life. Yeah.
Of where you're going to be going to
right.
in your future, precognition. Okay. And that means everything is the same.
Right.
If it's deja vu of a past life, things are the same, but they're different. They should be older, like back in the early 1900s. And you will have that memory of they were during that time period, if that's where you were at that time period.
So there's different kinds of deja vu?
Sure.
What do you mean?
Well, there's precognition, or there's deja vu, or
past-life
memory.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if there's an anachronism associated with it, it's probably past life.
Yeah.
And if there's... That's a good way to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I
it
never
really
knew
is.
A way to tell the difference in that.
That's,
yeah.
Mm. Now, I've had the other one where the familiar seems unfamiliar. Whereas deja vu is where the unfamiliar seems familiar. I've had the other one where the familiar temporarily is unfamiliar and I'm lost where I live.
What is that?
That's
changing?
Probably not spiritual. That's probably something
physical. Yeah,
you know,
I'm really sick.
A chemical.
Yeah,
is that not where you have changed?
No.
You know?
No, what he's talking about. And I have had it happen with certain blood pressure medications where it was actually a chemical glitch, if you will.
What about dimensional changes?
That's different.
Okay.
Could it also be something that's attached to you that could make you think not?
It's possible if they took you over.
That it would have
like
to be
a multiple personality.
But you'd have to be really.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Yep. There's so many
nuances.
variations.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the spiritual aspect of this world is humongous. It's really, it's there and it's active. And if you don't know how to participate safely, leave it alone.
Well, and, well, this is just the physical. You hear that all the time. Well, this is just physical. It's just physical. No.
Well, I'm sorry. To me, everything is physical.
The material.
Everything to me is physical, even the supernatural.
To the layperson, allow me to add that little disclaimer in there.
Okay.
The what you can, the what everybody, the 6 point blah or 7 billion people can see. And we're not including you in that because.
But spirit is still vibration, though. Mm-hmm.
It is. So well, it's energy. It's material. It's material.
Physical.
It's just a different vibration.
It's a denser. You're saying denser.
No, we're dense.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
What people see at the frequent at the radio station that is Earth, that is the third dimension, that is this stuff. People think that radio station is the only radio station.
Sure. But
because they can't see it.
Right.
But the fourth dimension can reach into the third dimension and affect.
Oh.
Physically.
And demonic can affect?
Physically.
Negative can affect?
Sure. That's what I say every day.
So are we transitioning into the fourth dimension?
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there.
Not unless you die.
Right.
No, that moving into the fourth dimension, I'm sorry. Somebody made a lot of money writing a book.
It's not like a ladder system.
No, it is not.
You got any more?
Going into the Age of Aquarius.
There we go.
When the moon.
Although I will say this, the memory is thin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Between the third and fourth dimension. It's thinner. It's weaker.
Than between the
third and fourth dimension.
It's thinner than
it's
between
thinner.
The what and what dimension?
Than
what
it has
before.
In the past.
It is thinner now than
the previous.
And there are time frames when it becomes very thin, in and around Halloween, it becomes very thin. And there are openings. And we'll have to do that for another session.
Like Halloween. Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
So I have to shut it down. Somewhere late. Because I started late.